4 PM on Monday, April 17, 2017. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you'll please come to the podium and sign in and let us know your name and address, please. Yes. Welcome to Edgewood.
Thank you.
Where do you hail?
I have been working at the library for a couple of years. I live just over the border in the city of Pittsburgh. I'm up on East End Island, so I'm very close and very excited to be able to walk to work. But yeah, I've worked in libraries. I worked at CLP for about a dozen years. I worked at the CCC library. I've been over at CC Mellon Library for the last 4 years.
So. Well, welcome in your new position.
Thank you.
And we look forward to continued wonderful things at the library, and you have our support. No, please do. This is, this is Edgewood, so we're happy to see people here.
Hi, I'm Angel Larian. Those of you know me, 325 Maple Avenue here in Edgewood. I'm here representing the Edgewood Foundation today. I'm with Albert Caruso. I'm actually the president of the foundation, so I wanted to give you my report. If it's okay, I'll approach and hand them to you.
Sure.
It's a 2016 report for what happened at the Edgewood with the Edgewood Foundation over the year. And I got a new funky folding machine, so I was able to
cool.
make it look kind of interesting.
It's like a brochure.
Yes.
You can tell she has young eyes.
couple of highlights that I wanted to mention was that we lost two of our longtime members. Jean Davin has moved out of the area, so she left the foundation board, and we're sad to see her go. Also, Amy Andrews Hooks resigned from the board, and she's been on the board for about 15 years, and so she resigned in 2016. We did get two new members, Luke Klein, who lives on Maple Avenue. He's relatively new to the borough, but comes with a lot of energy and plans to help us, particularly with our marketing efforts, so we're excited about that. We also added Andrea Ma, who's a long-term member. She was over that way, too. I can't think of the name. Do you remember the name of the street?
She's on
Elm Street. So she lives on Elm, and she's been very active with the Boy Scouts and things like that, so we're excited to sort of have that connection between the Boy Scouts and the foundation. I think it's going to be really successful. So that's the bad news. The good news for 2017, we have already made a donation of a movie screen to the borough. We also plan to donate a new Christmas tree, pine-style tree, to the borough for Lit Up Night. And we're looking at some other plans for that. So I've been working in conjunction with Julie on that. And that's kind of my report, but Mal has some other things to add to that.
Thank you very much, Angel. I gave you all these cards. We are doing our newcomers, which is a reception that we hold yearly for the newcomers in the borough who have moved over the prior year. Julie has been so kind to take me the real estate transfer, so we put that into a spreadsheet. I'll be mailing these out in the next day or two. So, Tom, the records aren't always exactly accurate. However, so if you know anybody, we put in a newsletter. If you have a neighbor, maybe they missed the prior year, they want to come. We're doing the high school senior brunch Sunday, May 21st. That'll be the edge of the world. So if you are aware of high school seniors who are hard to track down these days because they're spread out all over, not only Woodland Hills, but some of the other high schools, private schools. So if you do know a high school senior, we encourage you to have somebody contact the foundation members, particularly Robin, Bryce, and so that we can get them to come to the event. And that is really great. And the Britain Road cleanup will happen on Saturday, June 17th. And then, of course, then we're into Community Day, August 26th. So that's it for now. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. On behalf of Borough Council, I want to thank the Edgewood Foundation for all of your support in keeping the community events going and really helping us keep Edgewood a neighborhood of good neighbors. The newcomers meeting is wonderful, and I always encourage neighbors to attend. On my street alone, I have three new neighbors. Some have come from Regent Square, which is really nice, you know. So that's a wonderful opportunity. And, of course, Earth Day is, you know, a wonderful time, too, for us. And the movie screen is a...
We're just hoping to take some stress off.
It's greatly appreciated.
She's been beaming since.
I got a spearhead and I can live in. If I can't do it, I can't expect Julie to do it.
Since she got that. So, you know, and having experienced the senior brunch, it's a wonderful thing for the kids. You know, and they... You know, talk about the Edgewood memories and things, and I don't know if you still do the slideshow, but...
We don't. It got really hard to do that, so we really don't do that anymore, but it's something I would love to bring back at some point.
But, you know, and thank you for your volunteerism. It is an inspiration to a lot of folks, and your energy and enthusiasm and... And the joy in which we partner together helps keep us going, too.
It's a great partnership. We appreciate it.
So thank you very much for that. Does anyone else on council have anything? Well, let the record reflect that Dr. Petrola has joined us for the council meeting. So thank you. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share? All right, then. Does anyone have any corrections to the minutes of March 20th or April 3rd that you received in your packet prior to the motion? Ms. Wainwright?
I move to approve the minutes of March 20th, 2017. Director.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Brain.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes.
I move to approve the minutes of April 3rd, 2017.
Second. Any questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Brain.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payments for bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright?
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $41,648.74, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $2,005.59 for a total of $43,654.33.
Second.
Any questions or comments, Mr. Wainwright?
I will save my comments for the general government report.
All right. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. General Government Committee, Mr. Wainwright.
Bill list this week was routine, no extraordinary expenses. Ms. Bastianini, am I forgetting any general government items? It's my report.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Wainwright? Police, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. I have checked with the chief to find out if there's something that I might have missed, but he says it's actually been a rather quiet season, thankfully. The one thing that I do want to point out, if you look under shoplifting, for those of you who might have forgotten, Giant Eagle handles the shoplifting in-house now. We just go over on occasion to back them up, but otherwise they do the filing of the issues.
Thank you. Any questions for Mayor Cook? Public Safety, Mr. Fuller.
Public Safety did not make.
One question here. When we're looking at parking tags for May, I guess that hasn't happened yet, so we would.
Right, it's March right now.
Or March, I mean. There weren't any.
They just have not updated. They get the parking citations from a different system, and I would imagine that Officer Christ, who runs this report, just hasn't had access to that information yet.
Okay.
So I think that will be updated.
Okay. Because we're going to keep an eye on that.
Yes.
Okay. Just saying. Okay.
We're definitely there were parking tickets issued in March.
All righty then. Community Development, Dr. Wallace.
I was just trying to find the date. We did meet, and we have some committee action later on in the meeting.
Thank you. Public Works, Dr. Petrola.
Public Works did not meet.
We did have a committee of the whole meeting, and we did at that time discuss the dog park and some of the work that DPW will be doing there. Digging and graveling and drainage things. So that is on their agenda, Ms. Bess?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Community Services, Dr. Petrola.
We're just very, very difficult to find food trucks now for Edgewood Day with the Squirrel Hill Market Night. So if anyone has any contacts they have, it would be helpful, you know.
Is that because they're so busy with other things?
They think it's a bigger night.
Squirrel Hill Night Market moved their night, and now it's the same night as Community Day, and the vendors feel that they'll make more money at the Squirrel Hill Night Market.
I mean, there's got to be a gazillion food trucks.
There's like a core of like 20
that
continually go like all over the place. But
we have two. The crepe truck is coming, and the Square Cafe brunch truck is apparently no longer in rotation, but they have agreed to bring it out for Community Day.
So that's good.
We were happy about that. But
we got the, hopefully that ice cream guy, is he coming?
Hasn't confirmed, but I believe that he should be.
Right. And then we need like one other truck probably. We really need like one more. And it's been, it's very difficult.
We get them at our office complex. So
yeah,
I'll do a checklist of which ones, and you can send it to you, and you can see which
ones.
Yeah,
a lot of them have their cards sitting out, so if you eat somewhere that's good, grab a card and let us know.
So flaky, it's very difficult, because they'll act like they're booked for years sometimes, no matter how early you might be like, oh, I'm booked that weekend. Okay.
the food trucks are really a good mix.
Yeah, it's been a nice...
Yeah, go have a truck.
Personnel, Mr. Fuller.
Personnel did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright.
Pension did not meet.
Three Rivers Wet Weather did have a board meeting, we're working on continued committees with respect to stormwater management. They are the county executive and the mayor of Pittsburgh did contact the Institute of Politics to reconstitute the governance committee that was out of the recommendation of the Cohen report. And I j- just was contacted about that, so we'll be meeting about that. There was a white paper that was drawn for the county executive and the mayor of Pittsburgh to discuss governance of Alcosan, since there are 83 municipalities and there are 9 board members, and the county has 7. The county has 3, the city has 3, and then they split appointee, but that usually goes to the city. So the city has 4 appointees and the county has 3 for 83 municipalities that are in the Alcosan, that are Alcosan stakeholders. And that's been kind of a bone of contention for the municipalities. So evidently they're going to take a look at the white paper. The county executive did receive it, but the mayor of Pittsburgh was a little too busy to look at it. So hopefully now that his commercial will be out, he'll have time for us. Congress is this Thursday.
4 p.m. at the Circuit Center.
Right. Borough Solicitor Report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I have no separate report this evening.
And we will be having executive session following the business part of the council meeting for potential litigation. There will not be formal action following that that executive session. Borough Manager's Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. The Easter egg hunt was a big success last week. Thank you so much to the elected officials who came and helped set up and run the event. We had a really large turnout, and it was a beautiful day, so a lot of families stuck around for a while afterwards, and it's great to see the park in use in the spring. So thank you all for your help with that. Last week, the Auditor General's Office performed a liquid fuels fund audit for 2016 and found no errors and no findings in the borough's report. A report will be issued in the near future once it's gone through the checkoff process at the Attorney General's office, and it will be distributed to council at that time and available for public review. While showing the train station to potential renters, I noticed what I thought was some termite damage. I called Orkin to inspect, and sure enough, it was termite damage. So we had this train station treated last week and had a 5-year guarantee on that treatment, which means that yearly for the next 5 years, they'll come and do follow-ups. The total's about $2,500 for the treatment. We've done this in the past at the train station, so it's not a surprise that there was termite damage. It's just unfortunate that it was there, but hopefully taken care of. The inspector also noticed mold and fungus damage in the basement at the train station, so I'm currently in the process of receiving quotes for treatment for that. It's no use ridding the building of termites if we're just going to have the wood eaten away by fungus. So we're looking at quotes for that. Letters of interest are being received until May 5th for positions on the borough's new Shade Tree Advisory Committee. We're looking to fill all 5 spots, so please let anybody that you think might be interested know. The information is available on our website. Madam President spoke about Connect. Things are slowly moving forward with our Transportation Alternative Program grant. This Thursday, there will be a meeting with PennDOT, Edgewood, and Swissvale Borough. PennDOT has some concerns over the right-of-ways in the project area. We and our engineers maintain that all of the construction and the work is happening within the borough's right-of-ways, but we will meet with them this week and go over that again, and hopefully at that point we'll get an okay to move forward. So we are proceeding, even though it doesn't feel like it's moving forward. We're working on it. One more PennDOT update. Last week I attended a meeting that PennDOT held where it was a community outreach for local municipalities, and they reviewed their major projects for the next 2 to 3 year period. There are no projects planned on the Parkway East, Squirrel Hill Tunnel, nothing really in our area that would affect us. The major PennDOT focus right now is on an I-279 project that's about $90 million, the Liberty Bridge and Liberty Tunnel project. Expect closures of the Liberty Tunnel this weekend for about 3 full weekends, but happy to say nothing on the Squirrel Hill Tunnel for the next couple of years. We're also pleased that last week our LED lights were installed by Duquesne Light on Penwood Avenue and Lincoln Avenue. I don't know if you noticed it in front of your house, Mr. Bright. These are the lights we requested last June, so we were really happy to see them finally installed. just under their judge-imposed deadline of April 30th. We are working with the Water Authority. The Water Authority, as Mr. Fuller has reported, is doing a mainline replacement on McKelvey and part of Locust. We are hoping to partner with them on the paving of that project. We're running into a little bit of difficulty now because there's a very small section of Locust that is brick, and the borough would not advise paving over that brick. If we want to remove the brick, we should do a full base layer and make sure everything's done appropriately, and it's really not the Water Authority's responsibility to pay for all of that. So we're trying to figure out what we can do. The Water Authority does not want to put the bricks back, so I'm hopeful that we'll be able to find a solution for that small, about 150-foot section. But otherwise, we'll be able to get McKelvey paved. I'd also like to have the Pension Committee meet the first week of May. So if you guys could check your schedules, we can get a date together and move forward. And that's all I have.
Any questions for Ms. Bastianini?
I do have a question. I guess the Water Authority is going to tune in when we work on Ivy Street and Laurel.
I'm not aware of that work, are you, Mr. Fuller?
Not that I know of, but I'll find out.
Well, the payment is distorted.
From work they previously did?
No. From an area they did not work on.
Okay, we'll look into it.
Part of it has sunk in. So there's damage there.
On Ivy or on?
At the intersection.
At the intersection. Okay, we'll look into it.
Now, the pavement has become completely wobbly and distorted.
Sounds like a leak.
And I don't know if the other work corrected that problem or not, but it sure doesn't look that way.
Might be a new leak.
We'll take a look. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Anything else? Any new business to be brought before council?
I was just going to say the gas company theoretically finished Walnut Street. I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with paving that enough if they're really done or not. It looked like their paving was like this much shorter.
I thought so as well. I drove past it before the meeting this evening. So we'll be in touch with them.
Looks like they just skipped the finish coat or something.
That's what I'm hoping. We'll be in touch with them and get that straightened out.
Anything else? Committee action. Motion to approve conditional use application. Dr. Wallace.
I move to approve the conditional use application submitted by Giant Eagle Incorporated to operate a gas station and convenience store on South Braddock Avenue on parcel 177-L-80.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I have one comment. I think for the people who live across the street, there should be some kind of control on light. And this is something that wouldn't cost very much money, so that there's not too much light put onto their houses. I think that would be something that they would like.
They did address that, Mr. Bright.
And that'll be addressed in the land development.
Yeah,
okay.
But they did address that, saying that there would be light shields.
Okay, yeah.
So that it would not go across South Braddock Avenue.
Yeah. See, that's something that doesn't cost much. And
yeah.
I think it would be beneficial for the residents.
So noted. Anything else? Let the record reflect that we did have a public hearing this evening from 7 p.m. to 7:30 as advertised. And we did have a presentation and one person give public comment. Anything else?
Mr. Siddick, on behalf of John Eagle, made certain representations earlier this evening as part of the public hearing. And I think that council's consideration of this motion can take it to account what Mr. Siddick said earlier today, so that we still will go through the saldo process with respect to other issues. Is that correct, Mr. Siddick?
So noted, Mr. Berry. Anything else? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to accept proposal for affordable fence and railing. Dr. Petrola.
I move to accept affordable fence and railings proposal dated January 31st, 2017 to install fencing for the Dixon Dog Park Run. The total will be $14,320.
Second.
Questions or comments?
We discussed this at last week's Committee of the Whole. This is part of this funding will come from donations that the Friends of Dixon Park Group has received, and we're happy to move forward.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thanks
for having me. Have a nice evening. Go ahead, Ms. Bastianini. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So a portion of this funding will come from the Friends of Dixon Park Group, and we're thankful for their partnership and contributions.
And we will be putting a note in the newsletter soliciting funding for the fencing for the dog park as well, or for extra funds for the dog park. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to accept the proposal from DeGaulle Carpet. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to accept the proposal from DeGaulle Carpet dated November 17th, 2016 to furnish and install carpeting in the Borough Building. The price for the carpet will be $16,225 and falls under CoStar's contract number 44000-11820.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Is this a statewide carpeting company?
No, it's a contract on the type of carpet. But it is... all under the, they're in from the eastern part of our area. I can't remember. Probably on the quote.
That's rents. That's it. Duncansville, PA.
I should know where that is by now.
It's 16635, so it's
Altoona?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
6063 is silly. 66 is, yeah. Anyway, you have the quote in your packet. And this is carpet that's going to take a beating and keep on ticking.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. At this time, we'll go into executive session. Thank you all very much. Aaron, it was good to see you. Gentlemen, as always, come back again. Our next meeting will be May 1st, 7:30. And a score is 1-0. Then